Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Because he first loved me. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Excuse me, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. We bless him. Amen. For this another day that the Lord God, he has made. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Amen. Blessed be the name, amen, of the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Hallelujah. Bringing you greetings. Amen. From the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. And we love the Lord on today. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the Lord's doing. Amen. It is marvelous in our sight. Amen and amen and amen. If this is your first time with us, amen. We pray, amen, that it will not, amen, be your last. Amen. And in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, our Lord and our Savior, amen. We meet on this platform, amen, 7 days a week, amen, Monday through Saturdays, amen, at 6 o'clock, amen. And then Sundays at 12. Saints, can I put you on a brief hold for 1 second, please? Amen and amen and amen, and we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. And if this is your first time with us, we pray it will not be your last time. Amen. We want to thank God for the edification that we receive on this platform. Amen. Every day. Maybe it's not morning where you are. Maybe it's evening. Maybe it's afternoon. Amen. But whatever time of the day that it is, amen. We want to thank God for you and thank you for stopping by. Amen. We also want you to know that all of our services are archived. Amen. Glory be to God at LifeWord. Archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. And I'm telling, we have a vast inventory. Amen. A vast inventory. Amen. A good teaching. Amen. Good preaching. Amen. Glory be to God, the eternal word of God. Amen. The word of God. Amen. That never, ever, ever returns into him void. Amen. But always accomplishes everything, absolutely everything. Amen. That he have sent it forth to do. Amen. And amen. Okay. We have, Amen. Our reader today, amen, Trent, she's having a little bit of complications. Give me one second here. Okay, give me one second. All right, amen. When we see you, amen, she'll be here. Amen. Glory be to God. I can't do but to one thing at a time. Amen. Glory be to God. And amen. Trying to figure out what's happening and then proceeding. Amen. So first things is always first. Amen. And God's word is always first. And the program, amen, must go on. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And to God be praised. We pray that everybody's having a good week. Amen. Glory be to God. A good day, a good week. Amen. Our expectations. Amen. It's locked into God's word. Amen. Beloved, we have to, amen, and get ourselves in the word. Stay in the word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Read the word. Meditate the word. Sing the heard word. Rehearse the word. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Until Christ be formed in us. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we find that particular scripture. Glory be to God. Let me help you this morning. Glory be to God. We find that scripture, amen, in Galatians chapter number 4, verse number 19. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And it reads, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. If we form, that underlying word, beloved, is the word formed. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Once the Lord enters our life, amen, through confession and belief and faith in him, and we invite Jesus in, and when we invite Jesus in, Jesus is coming. Sometimes you give people an invite and they don't show up. Glory be to God. They don't show up for several reasons. Amen. Glory be. Sometimes they can't make it. Sometimes they have no interest in coming, and certain situations and circumstances stop them from coming. Amen, beloved. And so things happen in life. Amen. Glory be to God. But hallelujah, when you invite Jesus in, amen, Jesus is coming. Amen. And he's coming. He's coming full force, and he's coming to stay. Some people come and they don't have no plans to stay. Amen. And this is what I like about the good fathers and the fathers that was real a father. Amen. And them bulls come around and want to start courting their daughters, you know, and the fathers would have a conversation with the son. He would have with the man, whoever. Amen. Glory be to God. my son-in-law, amen, he tickles me. Amen. He would take the guys down in the basement when they would come to the house, his two daughters, and he would sit in his little rocking chair, and he have his gun sitting right there. He have his gun sitting around there at, right next to him by the table. Glory be to God. And he would ask the young man, he said, what are your intentions? What are your intentions for my daughter? See, you here to stay, boy, you here to play, boy. But Jesus don't come to play. See, Jesus come to stay. Now, sometimes we come to play, but Jesus, amen, Jesus come to stay. So when you invite Jesus in, Jesus come to stay. Amen. Glory. He bring everything with him. You ever invite somebody to come over and stay a couple of days with you, and they come in with 4 and 5 or 6 suitcases? Like, how long you going to be? Jesus come to stay. Amen. Jesus is all. Amen. And beloved, so he comes to stay. Amen. That our lives will be changed. Amen. Because the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. So he's come, amen, so that Christ be formed in us. So as Christ is formed in us, the old us, see, it's fading away. See, Glory be to God. And the new us should be gaining strength every day. Okay? So that this is why the scripture says, glory be to God. Okay, give me 1 second. This is why the scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 16, it says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, inward man is renewed day by day. See, for our light affliction, and we spoke about that this morning on our 5 a.m. service. We talked about that light affliction. We prayed about that light affliction today. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And so Christ comes in, he moves in, lock, stock, and barrel. No intentions of going nowhere. He's there for the long haul, right all throughout eternity. See, but what is happening while Christ is there, see, beloved, there ought to be a change in our lives. See, you cannot be saved and remain the same person and growing in your spirit. Something is wrong. Something is wrong if you're not being changed, if you're not growing, if you're not maturing. Something is wrong, beloved. Even in the natural, okay? If you have a little baby, amen, little babies do what babies do, okay? But you come back 5 years later and the baby's still, you know, not walking. Somebody's still changing the baby diaper, 5 years old, 10 years old. There's some type of mental defect. Something's wrong. Well, beloved, that's not so in the spirit, because the Bible tells us that we are born of an incorruptible seed. So there's no defects in the spirit. Okay? So if we are not growing, something is wrong. Okay? Something is wrong on our end, not on God's end, because we are born again of an incorruptible seed. And we should be changed, and we should be allowing the word of God to change us. I am not the same person I was a month ago, a year ago. And if you go back further, believe me, I'm like light and day, and still in the process of sanctification and change. But how is that done? Not because Alfreda Bradford is a good person. Not because Alfreda Bradford is a smart person. Glory be to God. It don't even have anything to do with Alfreda Bradford. It is the word of God. We are changed by the word. When we let the word do the word, when we let the word work, the word will change us. See, glory be to God. Until Christ be formed in us. And this is what our journey is about, beloved. This is what our journey is about. Amen. But if you're not in the word, amen, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. That's a good place to start. Amen. But you can't just do that. Because, see, you got to eat. Because if you don't eat, you're going to die. Some of you know we fast on Wednesdays, and a lot of you know you don't fast with us. You don't even fast. You don't even think it's necessary because you don't believe the whole word. When Jesus said, amen, that this kind only come by prayer and fasting, that's why we're still holding on to this kind of struggle. I just can't seem to get a breakthrough in this area. You know, this keeps happening to me. You don't want to know why? Because this kind only come by prayer and fasting. You refuse to fast. See, because you like to eat. And we know it's necessary. But in addition to your natural food, you got to make sure you got that spiritual food. See, because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Beloved, the bottom line is this, as we bring on our reader this morning. Glory be to God. The bottom line is this. When you do it God's way, you win. If we keep, you know, stop trying to twist God's arm to bless us, and be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever man soweth, that shall he also reap. If we stop trying to lead the way instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us, if we were just with simple faith humble ourselves and tell the Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. See, through surrenderance. See, when we surrender, glory be to God. But you're going to have to humble yourself to surrender. You'll never be able to surrender otherwise. See, and if we just go through the process, glory be to God, what is happening? Christ is being formed in us. See, and he is the power. He is the love. He is everything. See, and this is our development should be going. It's a process. Amen. And if we find ourselves stuck somewhere, glory be to God, all we have to do is pray and ask God. Sometimes the Lord got to keep us there for a little while, because we found out this morning, amen, that it's through our suffering, amen, that we build endurance, through our endurance that we build character, and it's through our character that we have hope, that we might not be ashamed. So sometimes God got to keep us there, because sometimes it takes some of us a little bit longer to learn. And we know some of us learn some subjects easy, and some other subjects, you see, you're not that easy. Same way in the natural. Some of us struggle with science or history or math or whatever. Struggle in our relationship. There's certain areas, certain subjects that we can't seem to grasp in the natural. Well, it's the same way in the spiritual. That's why God got to keep you there so long. He ain't throwing you under the bus, baby. He's grooming you. What? Till Christ be formed in you. See, your weaknesses. We all have weak areas. So we don't just, go out on that. No, let the weak say I'm strong. It's weak now, but it ain't going to always be weak. Why? Because we're going to let the word, amen, hallelujah, change us. That we're not who we used to be. And we're still in the process of becoming who the Lord has called us to be. Amen and amen. All right, so there we go. We got the word first. Amen. Now we got the word again coming in our reading. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Let me open up the lines. Give me one second here. Yeah. Bah, 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 bah. And to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor until Christ. Write that scripture down today, saints, and focus on it. Galatians chapter 4, verse 19. My little children, of whom I travail in birth. I may come back and talk about that travail in birth later on this week. That's a subject all in itself. Matter of fact, one of my books, I think it's the one I just finished. I think we talk in detail about the travailing in birth portion. Until, underline the word until. That's huge too. That's a sermon all by itself. That one word, until Christ be formed in you. Meditate on that today. Eat on that today. Chew on that. You don't have a lot of time. You're not making a lot of. I'm not gonna say you don't have a lot of time, because all of us have the same 24 hours. Okay. But why are you adjusting your schedule? Because we know everybody got something to do. Okay. And you're not spending time in the word the way you know you need to spend time in the word, and you're feeling guilty about that. Don't feel guilty. Amen. God will help you to do better when you want to do better. Start with this one verse. Let's take it in simple steps. How do a baby learn how to walk? One step at a time. How do we get from here to there? One step at a time. How do you get from your bedroom to your bathroom? One step at a time. All right, so let's just take this in no baby steps, okay? So you're not spending 15, 20, 30 minutes in God's word, and when you do, you don't remember nothing you read anyhow. You just went through the book to say you went through the book, okay? Start with this one scripture today, this one scripture, because guess what? This one scripture is just as potent. It's just as one book. Let me tell you something. The woman talked about the crumbs from the table, from the rich man's table. Y'all know that, amen, in the book of Matthew. Well, guess what? The crumbs contain the same ingredients as the food. Glory be to God. If you eat some corn, if you eat a slice of Alfreda Bradford's cornbread, is anybody talking about? No, I ain't making none. I ain't cooking this Thanksgiving. All right.
If you eat some of Alfreda breakfast cornbread and some of the crumbs fall on the floor, guess what? The crumbs got the same ingredients as the piece that you put in your mouth. It got the same eggs, it got the same flour, got the same sugar, everything's the same. The crumbs still contain the ingredients. See? Glory be to God. You take this, so take this one scripture, just as potent. Amen. If you can't do amen more, start with one scripture a day. Every day, take one scripture, meditate on that, and you'll still have all your nutrients, all your vitamins, everything that you need, because God's word is God's word. So start with Galatians 4:19 today. My little children, of whom I travail in birth, again, until Christ be formed in you. And I guarantee you, if you meditate on this, beloved, some of you will be able to preach a sermon on this one scripture. Some of you will be able to write a book on this one scripture. You hear what I'm saying? That's how God's word goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, amen, to a point that surpasses your understanding. Amen. When we eat our natural food, we flush it out. We take the nutrients and we go to the bathroom. We flush the toilet. Huh? Glory be to God. But not with God's word. Not with God's word. Amen. So that's your assignment for today. I think I hear the Holy Spirit saying that I should do this every morning. So every morning we're going to give you one scripture for the day. And it's your homework assignment to memorize it, chew on it, digest it. Lord, speak to me through this word. Amen. The Lord just gave us a promotion, y'all. Y'all see it? Hallelujah. One scripture a day. Galatians 4:19. I may have to post it too. One scripture a day in Jesus' name. All right. Excuse me. All right. This morning, amen. Our Dr. Lauren, amen. Glory be to God from North Carolina, amen, has agreed to come as she normally does. Amen. On the third Wednesday, amen, with one of her exciting readings. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to thank God for her faithfulness. She had a little challenge with getting on the line today, but she's here. We gave everyone the backup number because they tell you that they're going to charge you a penny a minute. But let me tell you, I don't know about y'all. I'm going to take a survey later. I've been looking at my bill. I don't see no penny a minute. That means if we're on the phone for an hour, you paid an extra dollar to your cell phone company. I haven't seen it. All right. I think they say they may charge you. I think a lot of people are taking them to court, and they're not getting away with it. But anyhow, we have a backup number. We have a backup number. And so share it with your family and your friends. If you're going through this backup number, you dial another number first, okay? And then it'll tell you to enter this number. Then you avoid it. We pay for that, by the way. We that's why I tell everyone our free conference call is not free. But we thank God that because of the tithes and the offerings, amen, that come into this ministry every month, we're able to pay our bills. We're able to pay for free conference. We were talking about our audience on Blog Talk Radio. We have audience now that we talked to this morning in India, amen, China, Russia, Ukraine, amen. We thank God for that, but we pay for that. This is not free. We're on Google TV, Roku TV, Apple TV. We're on all the TVs. YouTube is free. The other stations, amen, beloved, we pay for that. We pay for that. Glory be to God. And so we want to thank God, amen, that somebody was asking me yesterday about the faithfulness of this ministry. I was talking to the bishop, glory be to God, and I said, well, the tithes, and she said, well, do you think that people give less because you guys are virtual now, you're not in a building, do you think that they're giving less money to the ministry because of that? I said, well, I don't know. I said, our ministry is being sustained, I'll put it that way. We're not in deficit, okay? Our ministry is being sustained. We blessed be the name of the Lord. And we thank God that for the faithfulness of those who give. Amen. Who they give continue, and that's holding us up. I think some people do discount it because when you're virtual, they think that you don't have any bills. Glory be to God, beloved. Amen. And people don't even consider the building fund. Amen. That where you are, you're not going to always be. Amen. But that's between them and God. That's between them and God. Amen. And to God be praised. But God is taking care of the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And those who sow into the ministry, God is taking care of them too. Amen. And we continue and send back 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold return to you and to your families. Amen. Glory be to God for your continual faithfulness. Amen and amen. All right. So, amen. Dr. Lauren, amen. And we want to thank God for her faithfulness in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. And she is going to come now. So open up your ears to hear, amen, what she has prepared to read to us on today. Amen. God bless you, Dr. Lauren. And I'm glad you were able to fight through whatever interference you had this morning. And thank God that you're here. Amen. And God bless you. How are you?
I'm fine, and you, and good morning.
Good morning. God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. And the floor is yours, Doctor.
Yes, we will be reading from the winning, it's called Winning the Battles of the Mind, Avoiding Loose Mouth Disease. That's the name of the reading this morning. According to Proverbs 10 and 19, people who talk too much can easily get themselves into trouble. Without meaning to cause problems, they talk about something they were to keep confidential. Sharing information with someone who wasn't to find out about it. Hurting someone's feelings, spreading gossip or rumors, or making casual comments that others might easily misinterpret. I refer to this kind of undisciplined speech as loose mouth disease. People who have it merely love to talk and take every opportunity available to say something. One aspect of loose mouth disease that almost all of us are susceptible to is making comments that other people perceive as promises. I once hurt a friend deeply in this very way. I said something that she took as a long-term commitment. And at that time, I thought it would be the case. But God later led me in a different direction. And she was wounded. I felt terrible that I didn't speak more wisely. Since then, I have learned to say to people, we will do such and such unless God leads a different direction. That was what I meant when speaking with my friend, but I didn't actually say it. I was not careful enough with my words. When you make a commitment to someone, speak carefully and make your intention clear. Try not to leave room for the other person to misinterpret your intent. And qualify your commitment, if necessary, with a comment such as, we can do that as long as it's good for both of us. Or, we can do that if I do not have to work sometime that weekend. Or, as I mentioned earlier, we can do that unless God leads us in a different direction. If we believe what God's word says about the words of our mouths, we must also take seriously the issue of keeping our word. If you have ever told someone you would do something and not do it, even if you had a good reason, you know you will feel awkward and uncomfortable the next time you see that person. This kind of trouble can be avoided by practicing wisdom and thinking before you speak. Proverbs 21:23 says, "He who guards his mouth and his tongue guards himself from trouble." And the prayer this morning is, "Dear Lord, please help me understand how serious my words are and to be more careful about them, especially when making promises, commitments. I want to be a person of integrity where my words are concerned. And I believe this, and that you will help me to do it. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen." That concludes our reading. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Awesome. Serious words. My God. Avoiding loose mouth disease. That's awesome. Amen. Making a comment that other people see as promises. And I like the way you put it this morning, Doctor, unless God leads us in a different direction. I normally throw in Lord's willing. Matter of fact, I was in a Bible study last night, Pastor Westfield's Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God. And she taught the same lesson here on the same subject that you're speaking on today, and how the Lord tells us, you know, we ought to say, "I'll do it. Lord's willing, Lord's willing, Lord's willing," because God may have you to be somewhere else at Sunday, 5 o'clock Sunday.
Amen.
You know, glory. Now you look like a liar. Now you look like a liar. Glory be to God. And disappointing the people because they was looking for you, but God led you in a different direction. See? So, and I also like the way you put here, make your intentions clear and qualify your commitment. And I think that's where a lot of us, we don't take it far enough. Amen. We need to qualify our commitment. You know, our Lord's willing, yes, you know what I mean, providing, I don't have to worry, whatever the situation is. And that way there'll be no disappointments because life happens to all of us. And we thank God for the scripture, Proverbs 21:23. Amen, that you shared with us. Amen. Glory be to God. That's another good one. Amen. Well, all of God's word is good. Excuse me. Amen. But Proverbs 21:23, glory be to God. Whoso keeps his mouth, my God, have mercy. He whoso keeps his mouth and his tongue keep his soul from troubles. Then a lot of times we wonder why we're in so much trouble. The devil didn't have nothing to do with it. It was your mouth. It was your mouth. We talked about that yesterday, Doctor. We talked spoke on day before one of them. Ecclesiastes 3, it's time to speak, it's time to be silent. let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. We talk too much. We're not prayerful in our speech, in our conversation. We just rattle off and say anything and the first thing that comes, you know, instead of, you know, stepping back and, you know, ask the Lord to, you know, control this tongue. You know, that tongue is a subject all by itself. So, you know, I like that. Avoiding loose mouth disease. My God, Jesus. I like that because it's so true. And it's so true, so true. And even myself, and God is teaching me, and I could think, you know, a lot of times I, you know, in the past, and even every now and then, now, I have to say, when I say things, I say, God, forgive me. God, forgive me. God, forgive me. God, forgive me. Cause a crop failure on that. That's why I try to, really think before I respond now. You know, how are you? I don't care if I'm not feeling well. I ain't going to say it. You ain't going to never hear me say I'm not feeling. I'm going to find another way to say it. But you ain't going to never hear me claim it. Not me. No. I was talking with somebody the other day, and they asked me how I was doing. I said, I'm exceedingly well. Their whole, you could hear their whole attitude change. I don't know what they was coming with me with, but all I know is it changed when I said that. Amen. So our mouth, the words of our mouth, amen, beloved, we need to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. And that is God's word. And it's right. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we confirm it. Amen. We agree with it. Amen. So we thank you for sharing. That was beautiful. I got a lot out of that. I'm coming back and teach on some of that. I got about 3 or 4 messages out of that reading. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to have you speak to me today. Yeah, and I'm coming back. Amen. On that loose mouth disease. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Any testimonies, my sister? Anything happening in North Carolina or in your part of the vineyard or anything you desire to share with us today? Please feel free to do so if you desire. No demand. Amen. Not mandatory. But if it's something you like to say, since you have the floor, please feel free to say it.
It's nothing new. It's just that my sister at her new church, they're having a Thanksgiving dinner. But it's a takeout in a carry-all box for people who don't have Thanksgiving. And so on next Thursday at between, I think, 10 and 11 o'clock, they're going to be giving out boxes for people. And on this Saturday at her church, they're giving out a full box for the elderly, especially the elderly families who are with a need. They're giving out turkey boxes this Saturday. So that's all being on the agenda. And at my church, I guess my pastor has opened the floor again for me for 2 more messages. So I'm trying to prepare myself. So just keep me in prayer. To God be the glory.
To God be all the glory. Yes. And your gifts will make room for you. You know what I mean? And I can understand him using you to that extent, especially if you desire to be used. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we thank God. Amen. For your gifts. Amen. So, yes, keep preaching the word in season, out of season. Amen. And keep going. Amen. And we thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
That is something. You're welcome. That is something I would really like. Now, this is where I sort of missed the building for Life for Jesus. Because if we had a building, I really would like for us to get together and provide meals for those who need meals, for them to pick it up, for us to deliver them. I know some other people are doing some things, and I probably will be participating with them, but that's what I really feel that, you know, if we had a building or space, we could get together and cook up some meals and make sure that there was enough food to go around. And even if we didn't cook it, you know, just get some grocery bags out. Amen. Glory be to God. And so that's still made. We still got time to talk about giving out some grocery bags for anybody in need. Amen. And so we want to thank God. Amen. So thank you, my sister. God bless you. Amen. And have an awesome day. Thank you for that powerful reading on today. Glad we didn't miss that one.
Praise God. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
To God be the glory.
Amen. 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 To God be all the glory. Amen. The honor and the praise. Blessings on blessings. Amen. All right. Thanks. Amen. We are preparing. Amen. Thanksgiving is coming up quickly. My God, quickly. Amen. So we want to maybe have a couple of discussions or something. I'm just feeling something strong in my spirit that we want to just put in a little effort this Thanksgiving. Amen. It's a lot of hurting people. It's a lot of hurting people. But the Holy Spirit just dropped that down in my spirit as our sister, Dr. Lauren, was speaking. Amen. Glory be to God. So I'll get clarity from him. Amen. And then I think we need to get together and do something, or come together and help somebody else that is doing something or something or something. I know I have a couple invitations, but I would like for us to maybe if we can maybe give up 2 hours, something. I don't know. I don't want to keep talking because the little Holy Spirit is still downloading, so I don't want to seem scattered. But I know he's saying something. Amen. So we'll be talking about that. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll open up the floor on Saturday for our testimonies. Amen. Glory be to God. And if you have a testimony that you want to share, amen. Glory be to God. Something you want to, you know, do. Amen. This Friday night is our Friday night praise party. Amen. Glory be to God. But we'll come back Saturday. Amen. For our glory be to God, our testimonies. We know that today is Seniors Day with our doctor, with our brother Tyrone Reed. Amen. And they're going to see the movie. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to see that movie. Amen. Because everybody's talking about the what is it called? Black Panther 2. Amen. Glory. And everybody's giving it 5 stars. Amen. Glory be to God. And so I'm not going to be able to attend today, Wakanda Forever. Amen. But we want to thank God. Amen. That they continue to move forward. Amen. Even with the passing of Chadwick Boseman. Amen. But so I want to see the movie. And so I don't know if anybody wants to participate with Brother Tyrone Reed. I don't know how that's working. If I know it's a lot of people supposed to be coming out today, and you get the senior citizen rate if you go with him. The movie starts at 11 o'clock a.m. And I think he just needs to know that you're coming, and you get your popcorn and get all that. You can't beat all that for $10. Amen. Glory be to God. So, amen. We just want to thank God for life, beloved. Amen. We want to thank God for life. And my devotion this morning as I close, amen, the glory be to God. I was reading in the book of Matthew, amen, when Jesus said, amen, let the dead bury the dead. That thing took a hold of me. That wasn't the only thing. Yeah, but that was part of the word, let the dead bury the dead. Amen. And I believe Jesus said that because he was saying you unsaved and the person you burying is unsaved too. You unsaved and the person that you crying and weeping for at this funeral not saved either. Let the dead bury the dead. He said, you come on and go with me. But, beloved, it is God's will for us to live. And it's God's word for us to have life, and that can only be found in Jesus Christ. And Jesus came that we may have life, and that more abundantly. If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, and you're listening to us today, we behoove you, we beg you, we plead with you, please do not. My soul is still crying out for those three guys. Where were they at, beloved? Virginia, y'all know where they were. The guy that shot and killed the three young, good-looking boys a couple days ago. My soul is crying out, you know, when this happens to our young people. But you know what this goes to show us, beloved? That the gospel needs to be preached to every person. Sometimes we just want to talk to senior citizens, grown folks, see? Beloved, we need to be talking and spreading the gospel to absolutely everybody, and especially our children in the days and times that we're living. Because you can kill the body, but you can't kill the soul. I pray that those three young men went to heaven. I pray that they knew Jesus. I pray that that's when it's really time to cry, when somebody leaves this earth and they don't know Jesus. Now, that's a sorrowful time. Beloved, we have a mandate. We have a mandate. Tighten up those loose lips. Ask God to, like Dr. Lauren said, ask God to sanctify your lips and use your tongue, amen, to promote the gospel. Because he who winneth souls is wise. Glory be to God. And we have a duty and a mandate. You don't have to preach through a bullhorn, but you got to talk to somebody and let somebody know that Jesus loves them. You have to let somebody know that Jesus cares. You have to let somebody know. I don't care if it's a person sitting next to you in the doctor's office, in the supermarket, amen, at the gas station, wherever. Because if you hook up with somebody during the day, that was by divine orchestration. And you need to make ask God for wisdom to leave a deposit in that person's life. As far as you know, it could be that person's last day on planet Earth. And God said, wait a minute, I want you to hook up with my sister, my daughter, my son. Huh? Glory be to God. And that word, somebody might be on the way home to blow their heads off. But God made sure they sat next to you on the bus so you can let them know. Beloved, we don't want no blood on our hands. Amen. We have to be about our Father's business. It's only what we do for Christ that's going to last. Glory be to God. And get all this me stuff out the way. God see you. God going to take care of you. God going to bless you. He blessing you right now. Glory, souls are leaving here, beloved, by the droves. The Bible says hell is enlarging itself. And we're burying too many of our young people. And so, beloved, amen, and while we're praying on this situation and seeing what else we can do to change this situation, glory, and the only thing that's going to change this situation is the word of God. And we have a mandate. Just let these children do whatever they want to do. Go tell them they're young and all that. Stop the foolishness. And make sure, amen, look, if they accept the word or not, but we have an obligation to give them the word, show them the word, and love them. Stop beating them up for every mistake they make. And start loving them, embracing them with the love of God so they can be changed through the love of God flowing through you. And if you listening today and you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, I ask that you would repeat with me right now this sinner's prayer, praying. Your destiny, your eternal destiny is at stake. So repeat after me right now. The Bible says a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus. He shall be saved. Father, I ask that you would save my soul. Forgive me for my sins. I invite Jesus to come in and live in my heart and be my Lord and be my Savior. And help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And my name is now confirmed in the book of life. Now, Father God, teach me, use me, lead me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Congratulations. Welcome to the family of God. Now keep going until Christ be formed in you. Amen and amen. We invite you to meet us, hallelujah, tonight at 8 o'clock for our Wednesday night Bible study on the same platform. Amen. Glory be to God. And also at 12 o'clock today for the 12 o'clock altar prayer. Amen. Amen and amen. Tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. on social media at the morning altar. And Lord's willing. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then 6 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. Back here, same time, place, and station. Amen. Hallelujah. And we bless be the name of the living God. Father, we thank you for the service. We thank you for the word that came forth today. We thank you for Dr. Lauren. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, that she's preparing and her pastor is using her, Father God, and two times, three times, Father God, may she, who knows, God, maybe you're preparing her to be the pastor or being the assistant. We don't know what you're doing, Father God, but whatever you're doing, we know it's right. So, Father God, we thank you for giving her the willingness to serve and the willingness to do as she realizes that all her strength is in you. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. God, we thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice on today. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, and our families. Father God, we are crying out, Father God, for the young men and all our young people, and especially the men. Father God, it is an all-out attack on our young men, their destinies, their future. The devil wants them real bad, and he's getting some of them. But Father God, we say no more, no more, no more. We cover all of our children under the blood of Jesus Christ, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our nephews, nieces, cousins. Father God, we cover them under the blood of Jesus seven times, seven times, seven times, seven. And we dip them, Father, saturate them under the blood of Jesus and decree and declare no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, they condemn. They shall not die a premature death, but they will live and declare the works of the Lord. And now we pray for the children of the world, Father. Father God, we pray your grace, your mercies, Father, your covering. Some of them don't even have a chance. Father God, they taking them out in elementary school. They're going through the daycare centers and killing up the babies. Father God, it sounds like the days when Pharaoh was in charge. He's trying to stop the destiny. He's trying to, Father God, snatch the chosen one. Father God, and the chosen one is that last one that's going to be saved before Jesus come back. But Father God, we say thank you that he cannot interfere and go that far because we intercept him through the power of prayer. And so we just want to bless you right now, Father. We cry out for the children. We will continue to pray for the children. These are our future leaders, future preachers, doctors, lawyers, business people, mothers and fathers. Father God, all the sweat and tears of parents, and Father God, all the money it took to send their children to college for them to be murdered, sent their children to college for them to be incarcerated. Father God, the devil's a liar and the father of it. In Jesus' name. Bless us at the altar today at 12 o'clock, Father. Then back tonight, 8 o'clock for Bible study. In Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retail. Bless the prayer warrior as she comes at 12 o'clock today, Father. Bless her soul. Bless her soul, Father. She pushes. She struggles. Nobody even knows the struggles that she endures. But you know. And we ask that you would deliver her out of all of them. In Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a beautiful day. Amen. I love you so much. Amen. Thank you again, Dr. Lauren, and everybody under the sound of my voice. I appreciate your life for Jesus. Amen. You are a special group of people, and I'm telling you, with all of us sticking together, working together, amen, we are doing damage to the Lord's kingdom and damage in Satan's kingdom. Amen. Devil is a liar. Damage in Satan's kingdom, and the best is yet to come. Amen. We are building the wall. We are building the wall. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for us working together. I do not take your support lightly. Amen. Your fellowship. I do not take it lightly. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When I see you turn around, see your support, 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. Amen. 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock, praise parties. Amen. Manning the altar, coming with your readings. Glory be to God. You're a special group of people. Amen. We're all special. Amen. So let's make this world special as we, amen, continue to lift up, amen, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ together. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda. Amen. Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Have a good day.
I am a man blessed beyond my dreams, but it don't mean nothing. Life's not good as it seems. Love and riches, what do they really mean? They may come and go, but you will never leave. So save your treasure, we find our pleasure. All our joy is in you. Just want more of you. Oh, save your treasure. we find our pleasure in you. Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
And I'm thankful because
you
are a reward. Your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift. Father, we're desperate for your presence. Like we need air, like we need water. More than anything, we need your presence. We find our pleasure, all our joy is in you. In your presence, that fullness of joy. Now your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So say, we find our pleasure. It's in you. It's in you. Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I'm thankful because
your presence is a gift.
I'm thankful. I give you glory. I've got to give you honor. Give you praise. In your presence, that's fullness of joy. At your right hand, that's pleasures forevermore. Having you, it is plenty. That's symphony. You're more than enough.
Your presence is a gift.